Monday night's Harrison Hot Springs Council meeting never even made it to a call to order before the fighting began. Mayor Ed Wood accused three village officials of staging a coup. He would not give specifics as to what constituted a coup other than to say that there was bullying, harassment, and that the councillors in question, Leo Facio, Mitchie Vidal, and Alan Jackson, were creating a toxic work environment. Democracy has failed. In my opinion, there is a coup being led by Caun. Leo Facio, supported by Caun's, Mitchie Vidal, and Alan Jackson. Wood said, "What happens next, only time will tell." The mayor issued no further comment, citing the confidentiality of the issue. He would not begin the meeting, opting instead to sit in silence for much of the 13-minute meeting while councillors demanded explanations and apologies. "I demand, right now, an apology. Stand up and be a man and tell us what you're talking about," Jackson said. "I have never harassed or bullied anybody in my life. Growing up, I was bullied a lot, but I worked my way through it because I was man enough to do it. You're not. Stand up and be counted or I'm leaving here right now." Vidal echoed Jackson's sentiments, noting she was deeply offended. "Mayor Wood, I'm totally disgusted that a mayor from this community would start a meeting in that way," Facio said. "It's totally disgraceful and demeaning, the comments you've just made." Resident Alan Garneau stepped up to the mic twice to speak to the mayor, but the mic was muted. One of the other microphones picked up a resident shouting, "You've been acting like a scaredy cat all night, so please, your worship, do something." One resident threw something to the ground in frustration and stormed out. Jackson asked Caun. John Allen, who currently serves as deputy mayor, to preside over the meeting as Wood appeared to refuse. Allen declined as the mayor was still at least physically present. The meeting was never called to order and ultimately collapsed with nothing on the agenda accomplished again. Jackson apologized to the residents in attendance. Sow Tyson Koch released informational items from the March 8 special closed council meeting. By a 3-2 vote, Caun's Leo Facio and Mitchie Vidal opposed, staff is directed to request proposals for an independent contractor to guide discussions between two redacted parties in hopes of creating a better working relationship. This is not the first time this term Harrison officials have hosted outside intervention to aid in effective governance and improved working relationships. Last spring, the province sent an independent consultant Ron Poole to work with members of council in a series of in-camera, or closed, meetings, at least two of which Wood did not attend. The next regular Harrison Hot Springs Village Council meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 6, at 7 p.m. at the village office, 495 Hot Springs Road. The meeting venue is subject to change. Online attendance is also available via Zoom. Those interested can register through harrisonhotsprings.ca. Video recordings of the meetings will be archived on the village's YouTube page.